Hello, and welcome to Education Radio. This is a podcast of the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Adriana Chapa. I am a mother, teacher, and your neighbor. Welcome to the 2023 school year, and joining me is Assistant Superintendent Dr. Luis Murillo.
Hi, Adri. I am super excited to be back. I guess we should call this Season 2, Episode 1.
Season 2, yes.
I can't believe we're back to school. It feels like we were just recording our last episode just a few days ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm always super excited to be back for another school year. We have so many exciting things going on already and some other super exciting things planned.
Cool. You know, we've got lots of changes and new faces this year, and we're excited to be here. It's always exciting as a school year starts, as you open that spiral to that clean sheet of paper. There's excitement in the air.
Yeah, and lots happened this summer, including welcoming our new staff to our Moose family, but we'll get into that in some other episodes.
Well, with the new school year starting up, our goal here at Alamosa Radio is to bring you important information about the district, latest news, and celebrate our students and staff.
We've also tweaked a few things around here, so we have a new lineup, and our new lineup will consist of happenings at our campuses, celebrating our students and staff, senior moments, and upcoming events.
All right, well, let's begin with our first segment, happenings at our campuses. This school year, we've started a four-day week for the very first time. This provides us the opportunity for fifth-day learning. Luis, you want to tell us a little bit more about this and introduce our special guest?
Yes. Again, as we know, we transitioned to a four-day school week. That sounds kind of weird to say.
Right?
And our commitment to our students and community is that we will offer learning opportunities on the fifth day. To do so, we partner with experts in out-of-school teaching and learning. I have the pleasure of introducing our guest, Aaron Miltenberger. He is the CEO and president of the Boys and Girls Club, and Aaron joined the Boys and Girls Club of the San Luis Valley, again as president CEO, in April of 2018. A longtime advocate for historically underserved and marginalized youth with over 25 years of working in student and youth development programs. Welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Murillo. It's exciting to be here.
All right, so let's get right into it. What is fifth day programming?
Yeah, it's a good question. With Alamosa School District making the transition into the four-day school week, we have an opportunity and I think an obligation to really think through what happens on that fifth day of classes. So with many families working 5 days a week, 40-hour full-time work week, and schools only providing services for 4 days a week, there was a big need to step in, not just to keep our kids safe, keep them off of the street, keep them out of Walmart, keep them out of City Market, but to really leverage that time to make sure that we're taking full advantage of it. I think we've heard from a number of sources that our young people have amazing talent, incredible skills.
Absolutely.
And that they aren't provided the same opportunities as some folks who are on the front range. And so we looked at this fifth day programming as an opportunity to really leverage those skills to provide them with more opportunities.
Yeah. And I know you've been part of the conversation since early on, and you know, certainly appreciate your expertise. I use a line that I heard from you quite often, and I remember you sharing with us something along the lines of, if your fifth day looks similar to your 4 days, you know, we might not get as many students interested in coming to us.
Yeah, probably so, like none. Yeah, that's
true. So before we went on break, we talked about what we used to call Friday programming, and we shared some of the programs that were going to be offered through our partnership with Generation Wild. Give us an update.
Yeah, so like anything in the San Luis Valley, we don't do any of this work alone. We have really strong collaborations, which I think that web is the backbone of the work that we do in serving our community and youth and families. And so I think there are 13 different partners that are stepping up to make sure that we're providing these opportunities for our young people. It's really been co-led by San Luis Valley Great Outdoors, Generation Wild. And that group really formed in 2016 to provide young people with an opportunity to get outdoors and then work-based learning pathways so that we could have more young people working in outdoor education, in outdoor areas, which is a growing area for the state of Colorado for economic development. I think at the time we only had six initial partners, and that coalition has now grown to 10. We have additional partners. So I just want to talk a little bit about some of those groups. So we have the Boys and Girls Clubs of the San Luis Valley, Alamosa Parks and Recreation. We have Alpine Achievers. We have San Luis Valley Great Outdoors. We have the San Luis Valley Rattlers, the mountain bike team. We have ASU's adventure program, so Adams State University's adventure program, an organization called RigWiki, which does water education programs across the San Luis Valley, Southwest Conservation Corps. Those are the core groups that are part of the Generation Wild Coalition. And then we have other folks that stepped up. So those are the first people that we went to was, let's talk to this coalition about opportunities to serve more youth more often with a deeper impact on Fridays. And as soon as we started that conversation, more partners started jumping in. Alamosa Library was like, we like kids. We have a space.
Of course.
What can we do to help? And so they've stepped up in a big way to partner. We have partners like Great Sand Dunes and History Colorado that have excellent educational programs and opportunities, internships, hands-on activities for young people to participate in. And they said, we like kids. We have an opportunity. 4-H has this amazing Juntos program, and so they're interested in helping to support on Fridays as well. We also have, I think, more discreetly, a deeper partnership with Adams State University in thinking through how we can do on-campus experiences on Fridays as well. So it really has taken the whole village to make this happen.
Well, that's great to hear, although I already knew that. But that's great to hear, and it's great for our listeners to hear. But, you know, we've been talking about this theoretical dream of 5-day programming, and today we actually know exactly how it's going to look.
Yeah.
So talk to us about where it'll be hosted and what the day will look like for students.
So thanks to the school district, we'll provide transportation, pick learners up in community, and then transport them over to one of three locations, either to the Ortega Middle School. So if you're a middle school student or a high school student, we'll provide services at OMS. We'll provide services at the K-2 building for elementary school students and the 1115 site at Boys and Girls Club, which is just down 10th Street from the K-2 building. In those three locations, we'll do a meeting and a welcome, a big activity, provide some sort of food for folks in the morning. And then after that welcome and that greeting activity, we'll be able to break folks into a number of different activities that hopefully folks have signed up for. So there's a sign-up list that's available right now. I think we probably should let folks know that's available both on the district site and at bgcslv.org. So there is limited slots, however, so we've capped that at 300. And if we have more than 300 folks sign up, unfortunately, we aren't going to be able to serve in the first six-week section. And then those learners will go to their location, do their activities. They may come back for lunch if they're in a half-day activity. They may come back towards the end of the day if they're in a full-day activity. Over lunchtime, again, we'll all get together. We'll do some group activities. There will be an opportunity for folks to visit and relax and eat some food. And then if they signed up for an afternoon activity, they'll go off for that second activity.
All righty. It's full day, right?
Full day.
8 to 4.
Yep.
Now, you mentioned something that I think we should talk about. You mentioned the six-week blocks.
Yep.
And I know, you know, the six-week blocks, when we were designing 5-day programming, we felt two things. One of them is we need to ask for a commitment from our students and families.
Yeah.
And then the other one is really all the programming is designed based on skills building, leading to a culminating activity that's going to entail all those skills that students have learned.
Yeah.
All right.
So the idea behind the six, anybody can do anything for 6 weeks, right?
Right.
And sometimes it feels daunting to have to sign up for a year's worth of programs. And it's frankly hard to build something that has never existed before mm-hmm. with a lot of variety. There are over 2,200 students in Alamosa School District. We have no idea how many are going to want to participate in these programs. So we're going to take it in these small 6-week chunks and really be focused in those activities about delivering hands-on opportunities with some way to demonstrate impact at the end of it. So folks may be engaged in the Alamosa Bicycle Coalition has a great program where they'll teach basic riding skills. And then the end is this bike rodeo where it's basically a test of your ability to navigate really difficult and challenging bicycle obstacles. And that way people feel like they're building towards something. And then at the end of that 6 weeks, you sign up for a different block that will be similarly interesting.
Awesome. Sounds very, very exciting.
And so let's just talk a little bit more, because as a parent, maybe I'm really interested in this, but I hadn't heard about it yet. So talk to me. I can go onto the district website.
That's right.
And what kind of information will you need to know?
So first of all of those folks who sign up for Fifth Day program, because it's being provided by Boys and Girls Clubs of the San Luis Valley, will be registered as members for the Boys and Girls Club. So you'll fill out a form. With your information, some contact information, sign some liability waivers, because it's always important to sign liability waivers, so that we can do really fun stuff. And then you'll select the block or activity that you want to engage in, either as a learner or as a parent, if you want your young person to engage in. I don't think it's much more complicated than that. It's really just filling out basic information. It's less than signing up for a physical.
All right. So if, let's say I have 3 kids.
Yep.
I can sign 3 children up, or 4.
You can, yep.
As long as there's room.
That's right.
As a parent, I can sign them up on the same form, all right? And then you're going to pick them up in our community. You're going to give them breakfast. They're going to get to learn new, exciting things. They're going to have lunch, and then you're going to bring them back into my community.
That's right. So it'll be the big yellow bus from Alamosa School District that picks folks up. We'll take them out. We have individual transportation for specific programs throughout the day. We'll feed them. We'll make sure that they have a lot of fun, are in safe environments, and then we'll bring them back at the end of the day.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Excellent.
All right. So my last question.
Yeah.
Is I know that every single entity working with the district, you know, they've been doing this for years, and they're very trustworthy. But I have to ask, why should parents trust us? And by us, I mean the Boys and Girls Club, as well as Alamosa School District, to send their students to us for 5-day programming.
Yeah, we've thought about so let me first say that 5-day programming is an additional piece for all of these partners to pick up. This mm-hmm. wasn't what they saw in the cards a year ago, but they're stepping into this place because they believe that young people deserve high quality experiences.
Absolutely.
And there's a great opportunity here on Fridays. And many of these organizations have been around the San Luis Valley for a decade, 2 decades, 30 years for the Boys and Girls Club. We've created a lot of deep partnerships, and we have generations now of mm-hmm. impact in our community. So it's really great for me to see parents whose children mm-hmm. are now going to the Boys and Girls Club, and I knew them when they were members at 6, 7, 8 years old. It's that kind of trust, I think, that's important to be able to take care of those kids on a Friday.
Yeah, and it's also a reminder that we're getting old.
And that is also true.
Yeah. Well, younger and wiser. Older and wiser.
Thank you so much, Erin. I look forward to our first Friday, which is just around the corner.
Yeah, it's coming up soon.
Yeah, I cannot wait to just see the turnout and get a chance to see the different programming, and it's going to be great.
Congratulations on an awesome first day, too.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, one more question. Just in 6 weeks, let's say that my kids didn't get in this time because you already had 300 kids. Will there be room for them next 6 weeks?
Yep, so that sign-up will reset. The queue will set up again. And quite frankly, the way that we design this is if we have 450 people who wanted slots, and we only were able to do 300 the first block, we will find ways to support more learners in that second block.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we look forward to hearing more as the school year unfolds and we learn more about fifth day learning.
Yeah, me too.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're going to move on to our next segment, Celebrate. In this segment, we will celebrate and get to know some of our amazing students and staff. Now, since this is our first episode of this school year, our first guest will be Dr. Luis Murillo. Luis, I want to congratulate you on this huge achievement of obtaining your doctorate in education. What an accomplishment. So earning this is not a small feat, right? So tell us first, what made you pursue this upper-level degree?
Well, thank you, Adri. One of the main motivators for me to pursue a doctorate degree was my parents.
Okay.
My dad has a second grade education, and my mom has a sixth grade education. And although they didn't get a chance to go to school themselves, we always had a culture where school mattered. And I always knew that my grades needed to be high and that I needed to attend school. For several years, I had perfect attendance. And I recall a story, Adri, when we came over to the United States. I've shared before that I'm an immigrant and I was brought to the States when I was 12. And one of the reasons why we came over was to be together as a family. For a few years, my dad was working in the States and we were living in Mexico. And he was trying to, you know, go visit us and stay for a few years. And then he needed to come back every time because the money ran out.
Right.
So when I was in the States, I was 14 and I became frustrated because I felt like, what am I doing here if I still don't get to see my dad? Might as well go back to Mexico where I had my family and my friends. And I remember at 14, I thought I was a grown man and I had a conversation with my dad where I said, let me work. Let me help you out. And my dad, being the wise man that he is, he said, for as long as I can clothe you, for as long as I can feed you, for as long as I can put a roof over your head, you pay me back with grades. And it was very neat.
Awesome.
That in my dissertation, under the dedication page, I got to write a little something for him where I told him, here's your last payment. No more. So anyway, I mean, that's a huge motivator. And then, you know, for myself, for what it represents, I think only about 1% of the population has a doctorate degree, and it's might be, you know, point something for Latinos. So many motivators, but yeah, that's the main one.
Excellent. Well, your parents have to just be so proud of what you've done. Excellent. All right, so take us through the steps of your education. How did you get to this level where you decided a doctorate sounds good to me?
Yeah.
All right, so we know why you did it. Now, take us through the steps, because there might be somebody out there who's thinking about this. Mm-hmm. And so tell us about your steps.
Yeah. Well, I like a challenge. I think that's very evident as to why I choose to do what I do as assistant superintendent. But I'm also a learner. Every time I've taken an interest inventory, I come out as a learner. So I have two undergrads, one in psychology, one in Spanish. Then I felt like I needed to learn more. And then I did a master's in counseling. I practiced for a few years. We've talked about that here before. Then I thought I could have more impact in a system if I became a principal. Got a master's to do that. And then, you know, I got this job. And really, I think it brings credibility, prestige to the district when you have, you know, the people leading. Also demonstrating that we are lifelong learners. So my journey was to just kind of look for whatever is next. And for me, that next step was a doctorate degree.
All right. And so you've taken us through the steps, mm-hmm. going, getting your bachelor's degree, mm-hmm. right? Getting your master's and then moving on into this step. You know, it takes a tremendous amount of time and sacrifice to continue to study while you're working full time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? How did you balance that and mm-hmm. that little boy at home?
Yeah, well, it is a balance because we have faced some challenges in our district navigating through COVID and then, you know, everything that we're doing. I think that I have a great support system at home with my wife. And then, you know, with my kid, it's hard, but I did it on the weekends. So I tried to time when I would go into my office to do homework when he was taking his nap. And so it's sort of worked out. And also he's going to be turning four. So I'm hoping that he doesn't remember daddy being gone too much, but
right.
it's a sacrifice.
Absolutely.
I think people should know that, but it's very worth it.
So what was the main focus of your studies for your doctorate?
Well, I completed a doctorate in educational leadership with an emphasis in curriculum and instruction. And my research was on the experience of Latino parents in rural Colorado regarding parental involvement. And really, I wanted to learn more about what works and what doesn't work. And I learned a lot more about what we're doing that works and what we can think about.
And the San Luis Valley is an excellent place, right, mm-hmm. to put all that into practice.
Yes.
So tell me how you're going to be incorporating everything you've learned to impact the success of Alamosa students.
My role as assistant superintendent, I am often speaking about learning since I get to lead curriculum instruction. I am pleased that I got to model learning at the scale of a doctoral degree, or as I often say, lifelong learning.
Right.
I've already begun to implement my learnings by how we're designing our professional planning and collaboration time, as well as some of the things that we've done with FSCP or Family School Community Partnerships and what that unit has done in a short amount of time. These are just a few examples, Adrian, but my learning has not been completed. I'm lucky to work with a bunch of seasoned and passionate educators who teach me something new every day.
And, you know, as a teacher, you know, PPCT time, you know, mm-hmm. where we now have time within our school day to continue our education, mm-hmm. that's geared toward what we need here.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so I had a chance today to go through it, and it's set up really well. And so, you know, first as an educator, I was like, wow, this is a very organized system. You know, to get this done and to offer us that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And it's already organized. I don't have to search for anything. It's right there on my computer. And so I look forward to seeing what else is out there, you know, that I'll be covering, you know, day to day.
I'm glad to get that feedback. And yeah, we're on a journey.
Excellent. Okay. So tell us about your dream for Alamosa School District.
My dream for our district is for us to continue to become a place where people want to work and live. Our area is beautiful, and we are working very hard to make sure that our district is just as beautiful or as professional as the area is. And of course, a place where families want their students educated because we can help each and every student reach their full potential.
Absolutely. And isn't that's... I think as educators, what we all want, right? And mm-hmm. if we can all contribute to that, I mean, there's no greater reward for a teacher, for an educator, than seeing our students succeed.
Yes, 100%.
Right? And my because I've been doing this for a while, you know, I get a chance to, you know, to see what my students grew up, you know, to be and to accomplish. And I love to read about their success stories. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want for all Alamosa students, you know, to a few years down the road, you know, just hear about their successes or to go on whatever social media platform we're using in the future and to be able to see, you know, the pictures of their success and read about them. So, you know, back to you. Congratulations on your accomplishment and for everything that you will be doing for our district and ultimately for the students in our district.
Thank you.
Excellent. All right. So let's move on to our next segment. We're going to introduce you to a new segment called Senior Moment. All right. Seniors are starting their last year of high school. This year is when time seems to speed up. The important question for them is, what's next? Well, many decisions and steps need to be taken this year, and we want to provide you with some information, both for parents and students, that we hope will be helpful during this important time. So, Louise, tell us a little bit more about this Senior Moment segment.
Yeah, as you mentioned, in this section, we will be providing our parents and our listeners with information as to what things are coming up specifically for seniors. We want to make sure that we put it on the radar. And we're also going to be breaking down the importance of why seniors and families should engage in different events or different things that must need that must be completed as to
right
and as well as to what effects that will have in their chances of, you know, getting to a college of their choice or getting a higher ACT or whatever it is that we're talking about. So be on the lookout, because we are going to start bringing a lot of information specifically for seniors.
Excellent. And if your child is not a senior yet, hang on, parents, because time flies by and it'll be your turn soon. All right, moving on to our last segment, we have upcoming events. All right, so let's talk about what's coming up in our district. First, part of the school year, and that's when so many things are getting started. So you want to talk about what's on everybody's mind right now.
Yes, well, the first one is our first 50 programming block. It is starting this Friday. There is still time to sign up. Interested students or parents can find more information, like we talked about, on our webpage, as well as the webpage of the Boys and Girls Club, or they can also call us directly to find out more.
I know at the middle school, we've got sports that are starting up. Mm-hmm. And remember, parents, your kids need to have a physical on file in order to play sports. And I saw some football players walking out today, getting ready to meet for the first time and get ready for volleyball to get started and Theater O at the middle school. And so those dates will be coming up, and then the games and such will start to pop up as well.
Yeah, and just a few things that are coming up at the high school. I mean, we have a lot of activities, but
right.
On Friday the 18th, we have a golf tournament. We also have, which will be here, our girls' softball team is also playing. They're playing at Platte Valley, and then there's also a varsity cross-country meet. And then on Saturday, we have more softball. We have soccer, and then, you know, second game on that softball tournament. And lastly, we also have a scrimmage. Our football team, our high school football team, both JV and varsity, will be scrimmaging Bayfield this Friday. And then they will have their first home game, Friday Night Lights, on the 25th at 7 p.m., and they will be hosting Pueblo Central.
Next week. All right. And the scrimmage this week. Well, that does it for today's episode of Education Radio. Parents and neighbors, thank you for joining us. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our district page. Remember, parents, that a good education is key to your child's success and provides your child with a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District, students today, leaders tomorrow.